From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Tim Davey, the Managing Director of Global Marine Travel. Tim, welcome.
Hi, Abby. G'day. Thanks for having me.
You know, GMT is a full-service maritime travel agency specializing in one-way, refundable, changeable marine airfares from commercial ships to cruise ships, private yachts, and to offshore oil rigs. Given the challenges of the last year, how have you had to adapt and transform your business offerings in order to best weather the storm?
Yeah, thanks, Abby, for the intro. Yeah, so we specialize in moving crew members from their homes to where the vessels are around the world. So putting it quite simply, we fly them from their homes to their cabins. And we use commercial aircraft, we use private jets, we use helicopters, workboats, whatever it takes to focus on that crew member to get them from their homes to their cabins. We also have another division where we fly cruise line passengers from their homes to where the cruise ship is, and we bring them back as well. So the hardest thing that we've had to do is on the communication side. With borders being closed, with airlines having new regulations, new information coming out daily about COVID testing. Is it 48 hours? Is it 78 hours? What type of test do you need? What will be accepted? So being able to sift through all the misinformation out there, work out what is really relevant to the traveler and get that information to them. We've had to adapt new communication procedures. We've had to check, recheck, and check again the information that we're passing out, just so that we can give the traveler a level of confidence when they move. Because when you deal with the maritime industry, especially cargo ships and oil rigs, they have set schedules. They need to get into port on a certain day, offload all those goods and services that we all enjoy at our homes, and get moving again for the next round, and they can't afford a delay. And we can't be responsible for causing that delay. So adapting to the flood of new information, deciphering it, and then communicating it accurately to our customers, that's the biggest thing we've had to overcome.
And what are some of those new communication procedures?
Yeah, so we're using technical platforms, which are from industry bodies like IATA, and we've been working with them to develop an app where the customer themselves can go in and put in their own details, nationalities, visas held, where they're traveling to and from. And with the use of the tools, we can tell them what documentation they need. So that's just one thing that we've done. We've improved our social media presence. We've improved our newsletters that go out to those that request the newsletters. And we've tried to tailor-make those newsletters, not just being generic, but being targeted towards if it's an American viewer or a British viewer or somebody down in Asia somewhere. So the information is geographically relevant.
While we know the cruise industry has obviously been the hardest hit this past year, what areas of your business have seen the greatest growth and positive fluctuations during the past 12 months?
Yeah, exactly. Let me just start off by saying that the cruise industry, it will bounce back in a big way. There's such a pent-up demand, and everybody's looking forward to that. But during COVID, the industry that excelled for us was our private yacht industry. Private yachts often get a bad rap because people look at these beautiful white yachts bobbing around the water and just say, oh, look at all that money there. They're, you know, showing it off. But what people don't realize is the jobs that private yachts create. And with every port call that a large private yacht makes, it's between $1 and $5 million worth of dollars that gets pumped into the local economy. So when COVID came along, private yachts were able to be controlled as their own little bubble. They could ensure that the crew were COVID-free. They could ensure very quickly all of these restrictions to ensure that, you know, nobody with COVID comes on the vessel and so forth. So for the owners, it was a chance. It was like their little islands. They could still get away from the pressures that we're all under. They're under the same pressures. Have a little bit of a break. And for that, it meant that we still needed to move crew in and out for them. We still needed to get technicians out to the vessels for them. And we still needed to assist them getting into dry docks and get provisions and so forth. So the private yacht area really did excel. We also saw an increase on the offshore oil rig side too. There's still exploration going on. The scientists didn't slow down. They just adapted their procedures, and we saw some growth there. And unfortunately, throughout the world, we had some of our competitors who didn't do very well. You know, our industry has a lot of mom and pop businesses, and you know, things got hard with cash flows and so forth. So we were able to build up new clients from those businesses, mainly on the commercial cargo shipping side.
Every industry has seen an increase in reliance on technology over the past year, both to either weather the economic storm or improve overall operations. What technological innovations and improvements over the past year have been most transformative for you? And what do you believe will be the long-lasting future impact of those technological transformations?
Yeah, great question, Abby. Hey, I think this balance that we're all getting right now of working partially at home and partially in the office is here to stay. As such, it's allowed us to reduce our rental footprints of our office and save some costs there. So it's really the technology that's allowed us to be really efficient home-based workers that's been key in this. And along with that comes the communication tools. Zoom, Microsoft Teams has really helped us do that. And I think that's here to stay going forward. Having said that, though, the hardest thing for us is managing the team. You lose a lot from Teams and Zooms if you just rely on that. That human factor, getting us together around a boardroom, having a little bit of a banter, talking about the kids and the weather and getting to know each other, you lack that from this platform.
Right.
So that's something else we're going to have to adapt to as well. And then being able to look after your colleagues. Mental health is such a big issue nowadays, and it's been highlighted in all the right ways. So we are adapting a program that helps us, you know, look at our colleagues and the mental health questions out there and how we can be stronger in that area.
And throughout all of 2020, with all the changes and transformation we've seen on the professional side, we can't ignore that it's also affected us personally. How have you personally transformed?
I've learned to be a lot more tolerant of my mother-in-law from a mental health and appreciate family. But personally, I've really become to appreciate the team and how everybody rallied around. You know, I had a very big worry right at the very beginning of COVID was how are we going to keep the teamwork in place? And we were undergoing a transformation anyway because we have offices all around the world. So we had already started a centralization project in January of last year and a reorganization project. So we just kept continuing through there. My biggest worry was how's the team going to adapt to COVID plus reorganizational changes and so forth. So personally for me, the way that everybody stepped up, made sure that the customer was still the focus of our attention, kept the service levels high, and came through, was really satisfying. Wasn't without a lot of work, but at the end of the day, we've come out with a leaner, a very strong organization, and we're here and we are ready to go the moment borders open up and flights start going again.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Maloney. Thank you for tuning in.